O God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. In the beginning to the end of the age, it's no accident that our readings begin and end with these phrases. For today we celebrate something that is fundamental to who we are as human beings, something that is true and eternal in our world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Today is Trinity Sunday, a day often forgotten or set aside, or at least a topic that is avoided and not addressed directly. Yet to do so misses one of the great beauties, the great sources of hope we have. God is with us and longs to know us and be known by us. But we largely avoid talking about the essence of God because we don't truly understand it. And perhaps that is the point. We don't totally understand it because the Trinity is not simply an idea, but the very essence of God, and we cannot completely understand God. How could we understand all the beauty and glory that is God? After all, how often do we even completely understand another person? Often it's the mysterious, the unknown in another person that draws us to them. Usually when a connection is born, it's not the full knowing of another, but rather a glimpse that draws us in and makes us long to know more. Even with those whom we journey with the longest, we always find new parts that we don't understand. And to some extent, that is the allure. The joy of love is that we long to know them more and more. And I have to believe that the same is true of this God who is with us in the beginning and promises to be with us to the end of the ages. This God came to be known by us, and we are invited to spend our lives falling deeper and deeper into this mystery of love. Our gospel passage today assures me that this mixture of understanding and confusion is okay. Jesus' disciples gather with him after his resurrection. They know that he died, at least one of them was present when he did. And yet here he is in front of them, in the flesh, standing in front of them. And we are told, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Even in the presence of the resurrected Christ, some of them doubted. Even they could not know him fully. And yet they are included in the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations, to go and make the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit a name of God completely new to them, known to all the world. I imagine this new name must have caused even more consternation. And Jesus says, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This call and this promise were never to those without doubt, to those that had it all together, to those that had a perfect and joyful connection with God. It's to all of them. It's to those whose faith is mixed with doubt. It's for those who can't quite wrap their head around what is happening. It's for those who are confused, confounded, unsure of what they have seen because frankly, the last few weeks have been at least destabilizing, if not downright traumatic. It's for those who are deeply ashamed that they fled and hid when Jesus, who they pledged to follow, was taken and tortured and killed. This call is for those who still feel like the world is shaking and can't put together or make sense of what is going on in their lives. And remember, I will be with you always to the end of the age. They are not alone. Their doubt will not keep Jesus from being with them, and their lack of understanding does not make them unable to take part in the great work that God longs to do in our world. And all of the same is true for us today. The God we meet today is still for those of us who mix faith with doubt. For us, for no matter how hard we try, hope is mixed with fear. For us in whom love is mixed with selfishness and compassion is mixed with pride. It's precisely for us that this God is true and present from the beginning and to the end of the age. And it is by us that this God longs to be known. And I believe this is the core truth of the Trinity that we can know. The God we know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, exists in relationship and created us in that image. At its core, the existence of God and Trinity means that the very essence of being, both the being of the divine and our own humanity, the very essence of being is life with, one another. This is why we were created. This being who existed from the beginning in relationship longed in love to expand that love and created us to be part of this fellowship, this community that exists forever. And this is why we ache to know and be known, to have life-giving connections with others. We ache for this because it's how we were created to live. We were not created alone. We fundamentally are part of each other. It is the essence of who we are. It's what makes us human. And nothing else which claims our time and energy can make us alive or give us meaning besides knowing and joyfully living with each other. And yet that is not our daily reality today. For too many in our world, intrinsic and God-given dignity has been shredded so much that living as an image of God is nearly impossible. The abundance of some of us leaves many in our world struggling with basic needs to survive rather than living the life for which they were created. For far too many, relationships do not give life, but rather turn them into shells of themselves. Loneliness and disconnection pervade our world and our lives. Shortly after the creation story we read, we hear how sin entered our world, and ever since how we have been broken, which we know too well. But this God who created us did not give up on us, did not leave us alone then any more than now. This God who moved over the darkness in creation continues to enter that darkness, bringing goodness and light. This God chose to come among us, not by sending a representative or some piece of God. The fullness of God took on flesh and dwelled among us. Jesus took on all of who we are, even our brokenness, and experienced forsakenness, the absolute opposite of what life is meant to be, so that we can be healed. Faith and doubt, hope and fear, love and selfishness, compassion and pride, all of who we are was taken into the being of God because we were created to live together, and God was not willing to let anything separate us from God. And then the Holy Spirit is sent so that the presence of God can be with us all, in each of us and among us together. And because God is now present everywhere with us, we are sent out so that all nations may be swept up into this life together. And we can go knowing that we will never be alone. We are sent out because we were created to live together, to be in this divine community that is life-giving because it is life at its core. We are sent out because that is what we are created for, and it is not how most people on earth spend the days that they exist. We are sent out for those trapped in relationships of oppression and violence and those surrounded by loneliness. We are sent out for those for whom this world still seems like a formless void, and for those for whom darkness still covers the face of the deep. We are sent out because we know that in the beginning, hovering over the darkness, was the presence of God. We are sent out because God, in whom there is light and life, came into our world, came into our darkness. We are sent out because that light continues to shine in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it and will not overcome it. We are sent out because the light is with us always to the end of the ages. And remember, I will be with you always to the end of the ages. We are sent out to announce the good news that we are not alone. We are loved, and God longs to know us more. And our world is aching for that news. So let us be sent out from here. Let us go and let us teach the world of our Jesus, in whom we know that God will stop at nothing to share life with us. Let us go and make disciples so that we may live lives of knowing our God more and more, falling ever deeper into the mystery of God's presence, as we know and are known, love and are loved, more and more truly, from the beginning until the end of the ages. Amen.